Okay, so someone said, theme of this year's kids retreat is love, not boomers.
Okay? No!
Boomers is tomorrow's theme. Only for a couple hours. But it's love. Someone tell me. I was totally singing that song the whole time when I was preparing this. Was like, what is love? You know the remix of that song? No. God is love. Did I ever hear you sing? God is love. So love. I was thinking about it, but
yes, thank you, God.
I couldn't. No.
No.
I'm not going to. I was thinking about it.
Solitaire.
Love. What is love? Just like the song. What is love?
It's an emotion that you have.
Okay.
Feeling.
It's a very strong emotion that you feel.
Okay.
You really, passionate about really it. Like somebody.
Okay.
Or something.
And that girl's down, right? Good stuff. What else? What is love? Someone tell me. You know, you already answered. Take it easy.
Oh, you do this too. You love yourself.
Okay, love yourself. Nobody else? No. Okay.
God is love.
God is love.
Passion. Oh, I got the answer.
Okay.
God.
Okay, good. I'm hearing some, all right.
A heart.
Me.
Yeah.
Donation.
Love is love.
Donations. All right. God is... Okay, so love is donations. Love is God. Love is an emotion that you feel.
Excuse me.
Liking something more than yourself.
Liking something more than yourself. Gabby?
Oh.
Alex?
Yes, I'm Gabby. Sure.
My bad.
Not necessarily.
Shh. Hey, guys. Let's let one person talk at a time. Good. I like that. And Christian, you were gonna say something?
Yes, but I take it back.
Okay, that's fine. Anything else? Huh? Last
Dude.
One.
Help give to the poor people.
Let's all listen together, guys. Last one, Matthew.
Help give to the poor people.
Giving to the poor people. Okay. Alright. I heard a lot of good stuff.
Give me to God.
Good stuff.
Good.
Not the right.
I heard a lot of good stuff. But at the same time.
They're all wrong.
I heard
you love your family.
Some stuff that is actually contradicting to what love actually is. We'll get to it a little bit later. We'll get into what love actually is a little bit later.
What is contradicting?
Means that it's
arguable.
Yeah, it's they're exact opposites of each other. We'll get to it later. I want you to keep thinking about that. Think about what is love.
Like up and down, left and right, and north and south.
We'll think about what is love. Keep that in your mind. And we'll see later. We'll find later what love actually is. But right now what we want to see is why love.
Because
why should I love? What's the point? What's in it for me? Why should I love?
Doesn't mean you hate someone.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, can I give like an example?
Sure.
Well, say for example you love coming to church. You love it because like there's something about it that makes you like it so much, and then there's always a benefit for you. Like loving to come to church, you'll spend eternity in heaven with God.
Okay.
Alright. When you show love to somebody, they show love back.
Okay.
Why not?
It's always nice that I get love back.
Stop doing that, Andrew. That's gross.
Because you know God loves you.
Let's have it one person at a time, please. Thank you. One person at a time. Man.
Because you know that God loves you and you would like to do whatever to help you get into heaven.
I like that answer right there.
Hey,
I like part of that answer right there.
He just saying what you want to hear.
No, but it's true.
Salvation.
Maybe it's what I want to hear, but it's true. Okay, so we said, we got some ideas of what love is. We got some ideas of why love. Now let me ask you, how do you love?
I was just going to ask that.
You love through your heart.
Okay, love through your heart.
Love through your mind.
Wait, raise your hand.
I guess what you could say, like, for example, like, you love God. Like, you go beyond, like, all circumstances to try and come to church. You may be really tired, maybe you were up till 5 in the morning. Whatever you can to make him happy, to please him, because he sacrificed his life for us, and you forgive him so much.
screen.
Oh, putting it above yourself.
Hmm?
Putting it above yourself.
Oh, Mark.
So you love by putting it above yourself.
What is it exactly?
Putting whatever you love.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, all right. I see what you're saying. Like, all right. I can tell Ski's had a little trouble in translation. Mikey, how do you love?
Sacrifice and giving.
Okay, good.
Really?
I don't know. I see you guys. That's good. That's good. I want to get your guys' ideas on a couple of these things. So let's see here. We said love. I heard love is an emotion. Love
is
it something that you feel. Okay. You're passionate about it.
Sometimes.
Throw out another one. What was
it? No, actually, sometimes it's a disease.
Okay. We love it through the cross. I'm going to tell you something right here.
Is love always a good
thing? A lot of times...
What, is love always a good thing?
Talking about love.
Can it ever be bad?
Talking about what love is. A lot of times... Let's listen up. A lot of times we think of love... Like when we're at school... And...
Puppy love.
Puppy love. And you know... You know when that girl,
or boy,
that girl you've been thinking about,
or boy,
for the whole quarter,
or
man, and she's and what? She's sitting on the other side of the room, and you can't. Ah,
flipping.
I love her. Ooh la la. Right? And what do we see in all the movies? I know. It can be the other way too. Girls can think of it. Naturally, I think about, you know, girl. Okay? But, same thing. The guy, oh, he's so beautiful and hunky and amazing. Right? Get a hold of yourself. Get a hold of yourself.
Yeah.
And what do we see in movies? The guy comes, Prince Charming, and he comes, slays the dragon, and comes and whisks off her feet. Right? Right? What do we always hear? It was blank at first sight.
Love at first sight.
Love at first sight. What do you think about that? Can you love somebody at first sight?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
If you love somebody at first sight.
Yes. No.
I love my mom at first sight.
One at a time, one at a time. One
yeah,
a time.
The first time I saw my mom when I left her.
Brandon was talking. Brandon, go ahead.
Oh, well, if it's love at first sight, isn't love more like compassionate, and doesn't that come over time? And
I like what he said right there.
Is that from the...
It comes over time.
I don't really...
It didn't take me a
you know...
I just met Skis, I'm not going to love him, and, you
know... Well, I love my dog at first sight.
That's a good point. What's another funny thing that we do? Somebody said it earlier. Somebody said, I love to come to church. I love this person. Sometimes we see that person in class. I love that girl. I can't get her off my mind. That boy's so amazing. I can't stand myself. What else do we say I love you to? In the same sentence, I can say... Hold on. In the same sentence, I can say, I love God.
I love
my parents. I love basketball. I love the Warriors. I love pizza. I love the dinner we just had. I love these shoes. Mikey.
I love bowling.
I love that.
So let's think about it here. We say love to a lot of things. Does that mean that I love? Yeah, you guys are so. I'm liking the spirit. But let's listen for a second. In a second. Okay, hold on. In a little bit. When we ask questions. Okay. You can put your...
No.
How are is does that mean that the same emotion, if we're saying it's an emotion, the same emotion that I have for God is the same emotion that I have for my parents, is the same emotion that I have for pizza and the Warriors
pizza.
And basketball and my shoes?
You love shoes? Which one of your shoes do you love? Do you love?
Maybe.
Everyone be quiet.
Maybe, guys, let's stay focused a little bit.
Okay.
If we can say love to all those things, but clearly it's not the same love.
I can't say that I love my parents the same way I love this chair and how comfortable it is. It's not the same. Then maybe there's something wrong with our definition of love.
And a lot of times, I would say love is one of the most misunderstood things. That love is one of the most misunderstood things. Go ahead.
Isn't like love like more of like a deep word, and we use it like to kind of use it like more than we should?
Or shallow.
Okay, yeah. Well, we tend to use it a little bit much. But still, we're talking about that concept of love and the way
like
we
right
view
now.
It. Which is why I'm saying that we need to overlook our definition of it. Is there another question?
Yeah, well, this makes sure, like, I don't understand what you're talking about. So are you pretty much saying that, like, you think that you love something, but, like, you like it, but you use love just to kind of express how much you like it, but you're kind of, like, comparing it with something that like, you really do love and something you like, kind of thing?
Kind of. We'll get to it. If you guys hold on, and you wait, you'll see. No, we'll see. Okay? Listen up. Like I was saying, maybe there's something wrong with our definition of love. Okay? Because a lot of times, where do we get our definition of love?
Okay.
School.
I don't know anybody that really looks up the definition
school.
Of love in the...
I do.
In the dictionary.
School.
Wait,
I actually look
up. Where else?
Bible.
Church.
TV.
Church.
Bible.
Bible. Church.
Internet.
Okay. I heard a lot of things.
Right.
Okay. We said internet. TV. What's the number... What are one of the things that we always hear?
Myself.
iPod.
What's on an iPod?
Music.
Music.
Inappropriate language on
that's aside from
weird music.
Okay.
We get it from those things. We get it from the stuff what that we surround ourselves with. The more that we get our definitions about things in life from what we hear, what we see, what we surround ourselves with. One of those things is music. I know a lot of you like a lot of music. Why don't we talk about a few of the songs?
No.
Do you know?
Play it.
Do you know the song? I don't have it with me. I can't play it in here, that's for sure.
Sing it.
Do you guys know the song, Poker Face?
No. Yeah!
How does Poker Face go? Can anyone tell me what the words of Poker Face is? Go ahead.
Everyone listen.
I know the entire song.
Alright, why don't you sing for me the first verse. Sing for me the first verse. Some of the words of the first verse.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please.
Let me hit me, play the, and then something I know I can't understand it.
Okay.
Then
someone sees the hookshot, play the one that's on his heart.
Okay.
After you.
Alright.
How does
the chorus go?
Pop,
pop, pop.
No,
no, no, there.
Poker face,
pop,
poker face.
Gary,
like. No, we can't read it.
Alright, okay, we got it. That's a hot song right now. I hear that everywhere I go now.
I'm
trying to avoid the song and I can't get away from it. Okay?
How about Ice Cream Pay Job? Woo!
You know?
How about Yellow Heart Talk?
You know?
How do you know all this stuff?
Come on, guys. I know you guys want to get out and have fun and go to the rest of the stuff. So we need to, when it's time to discuss, we'll discuss. When it's time to focus, we need to focus. Okay? A lot of times we get our definitions from stuff like that, from songs like that. And if you read closely to those words, and I encourage all of you, every single song that you have on your iPod, and every single song that you enjoy listening to on the radio, please, I challenge you, I beg you, Google it.
What?
We have Google. Google, you can find everything. I want you to Google the lyrics. Every single one of those songs that you listen to, and you tell me how you feel about it. But that's a separate discussion, okay? But we get our definitions from stuff like that.
Where?
And on it, we get our ideas of love from music and from TV, and we get that idea of man whisks the girl off her feet, and it's happily ever after, love at first sight, beautiful, and all that good stuff. We have that idea in songs a lot of times where they say that they're talking about love. Hold on a second.
But they're not.
They say that they're talking about love, but they're not. They're talking about something that's, a lot of times we think about it as something physical, something that... Forgive me, I'm going to say a funny word. Something that relates to sex. I said it in church. Ah. How dare I?
Confess.
A lot of times.
Repent.
A lot of times it's what we're related to.
You guys, seriously.
A lot of times it's what we're related to. Come on, guys. You know the song Beautiful by Akon?
Yeah!
Yeah, go read the words to that one too.
Oh, Andrew!
Did you really just?
You so beautiful.
Shh. Okay, okay. Now's the time to focus, okay? We want to move along so we can have a fun rest of the night. I don't know the song.
Oh, Andrew, the stick!
If you have any question about a song, you can come ask me later. Good? Hold on for a second. Hold on, I want everyone, so we can all be together. I want. Hey, guys. When you're talking, I know you probably wouldn't like it if somebody's in their room.
Like, what if your song isn't like that at all? Like, what if it's, you know, kind of like a different song?
What if it's like getting blood, saying you're beautiful?
Excuse me. Like, not about love?
Yeah, I mean, like.
It's going to be teaching you something. It'll be teaching you an idea or a definition of something else, maybe not necessarily love. But you, it'll be giving you something.
How about
again,
beautiful?
It's again. I told you, ask me later. Whatever it is, it's gonna be coming, and it's gonna be whatever you surround yourself with. What do they always say? You are who your friends make you. You are who you spend your time with. You are what you eat. If you're eating garbage, you're gonna be garbage. Just pay attention.
It's not that big
Christian.
Okay.
Do you mean by the kind of thing like we say like we love a song because like you may not like understand what the lyrics say, you don't even know the lyrics, but you say you love it because it like.
That's not really what I'm getting at.
Like the tune effect thing.
That's not what I'm getting at. I'm talking about where right now we pass from that point. We're talking about where we get our definition of love, and a lot of times it comes from what we it will always come from what we surround ourselves with. Self with. And a lot of times, it's music, it's TV. Some of you said Bible, church.
What?
Some of you said that we get it from Bible, from the Bible, and from church.
Friends.
But how many of us really get it from that? Think about it. How much time do we really spend in church actively thinking and understanding and learning? Did you know that the average American spends 1,000 hours a year in front of the TV?
I don't have a TV.
That means by the time he's 65, a person is 65, do you know how much TV they've watched?
65,000 hours. You just said
9 years. If by the age of 65, the average American will have spent 9 years in front of the TV. Let's think about Sunday school. Sunday school is at most an hour every Sunday. Do you know how much time you will spend in Sunday school by the age of 65?
15 minutes.
6 months. 9 years and 6 months. Where do you think our definition is coming from?
TV.
And that's just TV. That's not even the time we spend listening to music. We should probably spend half our time with other stuff. We do spend a lot of time at school too. And our friends give us those same definitions because they're watching the same thing. And a lot of times we like to munch on that garbage and it gets into us. So what we need to do, we know that stuff is garbage. We know that's going to lead us nowhere, because if you look at the way how things are in the world, it leads you to nothing. What we want to do is we want to get the true definition of love. And the true definition of love, like some of you were saying, is from the Bible, it's from the church, it's from God. So let's take a look at God's definition. Please get to 1 Corinthians 13. I don't know what page it is. 1 Corinthians. Yeah, it's in the New Testament.
Which
page?
464.
Is that really 464? Which one? Page 464. 1 Corinthians 13. Okay. This chapter, but there's few verses in it, but the whole chapter is what we're going to talk about. That's our theme. When we say love, this is a very famous chapter in the Bible that's all about love. You write love, I guarantee you, you type love on Google, you're going to get this reference, this verse. Okay? Somebody read it for me.
Oh, Mark.
I'll let Mikey bear this time. Go ahead.
Okay.
From the beginning to... You know what? 4 to 8. Verses 4 to 8. Page 464, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 48. Read it nice and loud and clear for us.
Okay. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in infidelity. But rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away.
Thank you very much. You guys catch all that?
Yeah.
Well,
you're the one reading it.
It's God's definition right there. What do we call God? What is Jesus? What's one of the names we give him?
Lord.
He's the way, and the life. The truth. If Jesus is the truth, and this is his definition, what is love?
Jesus.
Love is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8. And you know what? There's more to that chapter. And what we're going to do this weekend, we're going to discuss some of the aspects of that love. Like it says, love does not envy. Love is patient. Love is patient, I think, is definitely one of the ones we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And hopefully, we can understand more about what love actually is as time passes. What I want to say, though, we saw here, love suffers long, which is love is patient. Love is kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. What are all those words that I was emphasizing? Thinks. Behaves. Provokes. What part of speech is that?
Verb.
A verb.
Yeah.
What is a verb?
An action.
What does that tell you that love is?
Love has no action.
Love has no action?
Well, I mean, like,
is it?
It's
not
being
a type
thing. No, no, no.
Love is an action.
Love is an action.
Lexi Lewis? Oh, no. Or Puppy Lewis.
Love is an action. But wait, what? Didn't we just say that love is an emotion? Didn't we just say love is a passion? Didn't we say love is a feeling?
We were wrong.
See how tricky everything that we listen to, all the stuff that is around us, see how tricky it is? See how
it's
just this idea? Love is not a feeling. Love is a, if love is a feeling, it comes one day and leaves another day. We say God is love. Does God come one day and leave the other day?
No.
Does he love you one day and not love you the other day?
No.
Marriages that are built on that love end up failing.
No.
People that have a friendship based on that emotional kind of love, it doesn't last for anything. Those people end up being miserable. We don't want that. We want to have God's kind of love. Why?
It lasts forever.
It lasts forever. Why else? Now you guys don't want
to
talk? You guys couldn't shut up earlier. Now you don't want to talk?
What's the question?
Why do we want to love? We said what love is. Why love? That's fine. We'll cut to the chase and we'll get straight to why love. Okay? In that same chapter, somebody read for me. Verses 1 through 3. Brandon Bear.
Okay.
Nice and loud. Verses 1 through 3. Say it with some passion.
Okay. So I speak with the tongues of men. But have not love. I have become sounding brass or
Let's think about it. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. That means like somebody that can talk to angels. Like we say the church is full of saints, even when on a Sunday morning before the gospel there's nobody here. It's full of saints. Somebody that can talk to saints and has them and they appear to them. They have a one-on-one conversation like I can talk with you. They talk with saints. And they talk with Jesus. And they talk with all these amazing things. He's saying even if you can talk to angels but you have no love, what does it say? I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Do you guys know what a clanging cymbal is?
The thing in your hand.
Not exactly. See, now if you play it with rhythm, it's fine. Okay? You play with rhythm. But if it's a clanging cymbal, I don't know if you ever heard it. We don't usually have it. Misho's pretty good at it and he keeps rhythm. And yeah, people that play here, we keep rhythm. But in some places, they have that uncle that's just like... And they're just way off. And it's the most annoying thing in the world. And if you ever sit next to somebody playing these, like when I first learned, I didn't know how to play other than to bang it really hard. And trust me, I made a lot of people very angry. You sound like that. God says, you're a clanging cymbal. If you have all this faith, and you can talk to angels, and you're so good and righteous, but you don't have any love, you're like just as annoying as this to me. I don't care about what you do. If you have no love, you're annoying. I can't stand you. That tells you how important it is. That tells you how important it is. Why love? And though I have a gift of prophecy, a prophet, someone that can tell the future, if I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and I have all knowledge and I have all faith that I can move a mountain. What's that verse we know? If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. But have not love, I am nothing. Wait a second. If I can move a mountain, if I have faith like that, if I can do all that stuff, if I'm a prophet, aren't I holy?
No.
Aren't I going straight to heaven?
No.
If I'm in a boon and I wear black and I do all these mystery things, aren't I going straight to heaven?
No, you're not.
Clearly not. See, a lot of times we think, when I was younger, I used to think that. I used to think, yeah, for sure they went to heaven. No problem. But that's not the issue. The issue isn't whether you do all these great things. The issue is, do you have love? Without love, nothing I do matters. Without love, nothing I do matters. I'll tell you something about myself. I try to do a lot of things here. I come and I've been a deacon for... before I can remember. And I actually started serving as a deacon when this church started. And I thought I was doing something great. And I come every Sunday. And I do the whole thing with Misho and blah, 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 blah. I'm so great. I'm so fantastic. I want to thank you guys that I had this opportunity to prepare this lesson. Because I did a lot of research about love. I used to think I was a loving person. I realized I don't know anything about love. I haven't really done that much with love. I've done a lot of things. You guys see me doing a lot of things. You see me running around like an idiot. Taking care of whatever and stressing and figuring it out. If I don't do those things with love in my heart, doing it for God, doing it for you, doesn't matter. Just, this is all I am to God. That tells you how important this idea of love is. Without love, nothing I do matters. Aside from that, why else love? We said God is love. God showed us all kinds of love. Why should we love? The point I'm going to get here, we'll move along a little bit faster because I know we're taking a long time. We love because we were loved first. God made us in His image. God is love. So we should love. We're made to love. Loving others because we were given it. So we want to give it to our brothers and sisters. Just like you know, you love anyone in your family, so you want to give to them. I think you guys kind of got the idea of what love is and why we should love. And just briefly, to get into how to love, because that's one of the main things we want to learn. The most important thing to do if you want to love. We're almost done. 5 minutes. The most important thing to do if you want to know how to love is to know love. When I say know love, what do I mean by that?
Know what it is.
Okay, knowing what it is. What is love?
Love.
Who is love?
Love
God. So if I want to know how to love, I should know love. I should know God. I would say the people that don't know God, not just believing. A lot of people know of God. I know of God. I don't know God as good as I should know Him. What I'm saying is, know God. If I say, I know you, Lexi, I may just know you. I've seen you around. But when you really know somebody, you know they're likes, their dislikes. You know everything about them. You know all their details. Like a husband knows his wife and a wife knows her husband. Because we always say that that's like the example of love, right? Know them. So know love so that you can give love. How do we know God? Reading our Bible. Praying. Going to church is a good place for that too. The number one thing I'm going to say, like we were just saying, a husband and wife, they have a relationship, right?
Yes, sir.
That you know somebody through a relationship, through your personal interaction with them. You don't know them by just reading about them. That's what I'm saying. Read your Bible and pray. You can get word from God and you talk to God. Everything that you... When you're close to somebody, you tell them everything, right?
Yeah.
Think about your best friend. You tell them everything. Most things. Well, God, you can tell everything. And He already knows, but... He's someone we can always trust. So the number one thing how to love is... know God. Have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Like I always say... Christianity isn't a religion, it's a relationship. It isn't a religion. It is a relationship with your Father in heaven who loves you, God. So know Him. Now, we listed a bunch of things about what God is. God gave us His definition. So just to finish up, we're going to talk about one of those. And that is love does not parade itself, it is not puffed up. Who can tell me what that means? One word. One word that sums up that one. So we can finish here. I know you guys are tired. Soon. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. No, I'm saying what those are. If you're not puffed up, if you're not full of yourself, you are?
Humble.
Humility is one of the main things about love that we should learn. And that's just what we're going to say briefly here. It's another thing that's always misunderstood. And I'm going to give you one line that should clear up a lot of the issue with humility. And this will be what we finish off with. Humility is not thinking less of myself, thinking like I'm bad, I'm terrible, I'm blah, 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 blah. Humility is thinking less of myself, thinking more about others, thinking more about your brothers and sisters. Yeah, think. Don't think so much about yourself. Like a lot of times we think it's, oh, I'm so bad, oh, that, and I have to walk in a corner like this. And that's what makes me humble, that's what makes me holy. That's not. It's thinking less of yourself, thinking more of others. Being giving.
Like,
yeah. So finish off. I'm going to end with a challenge. I'm tired too. A challenge for you. Okay? Today and the rest of this weekend, do something humble. Do something humble. And you see what's going to happen. You see how God's going to... God is going to bless your life more than you can ever imagine if you do this whole humility thing. So do something for somebody else. Give to them. You know that one of your brothers or your sisters is thirsty? Get them a cup of water. Look to see what they want. Just like your parents do that for you. They always look out for your best. Okay? So finish off with a verse. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If you're humble, God's always going to be with you. If you're proud, He's going to be against you. So let's not be on the other side of God.
I thought God was never against you.
If you're proud, He is. No, I don't mean proud like that. Proud means like not humble. Not humble. What do we say humility is?
I'm too good to be
evil. Now I want everyone to say, everyone wake up. Stop, stop. What is humility? We said all that. We want to get this is the main thing that one of the main things we want to learn about. We said we're going to find out what love is, so this is one of the parts of love. What is humility? We said it's not thinking of less of yourself, thinking more of others. Repeat after me. Not thinking less of yourself, thinking more of others. That's what we're going to do today. That's what we're going to do tomorrow and the rest of this weekend. And hopefully, the rest of this week, you guys are going to do that too. And I want to see, come and tell me at the end of the week if nothing's different. I'm not going to hear anything from any of you. It will be different, because this is God's promise. And God doesn't make a promise that He doesn't keep.
This is different.
Yes, this is then. Okay? So let's not be on the other side of God. Let's be with Him so He can give us His grace. Good?
Mark?
Any questions?
No.
No clapping after. Okay. Stand up and we're going to... question.
Right? So, you know how Lexi was saying, like, people that don't believe in, like, Christ, like, kind of don't go to heaven type thing?
Okay.
But what if you're a different religion, like, if you're Jewish and you don't, like, pray, like...
Oh, that'd be sad.
So, does that mean you don't go to heaven?
That is a big question, and if you want, we can discuss it afterwards. And we can maybe address that in another lesson. Excuse me.
Well, no other religion is, like, shows love like Christianity. Our religion is, like, the only religion where somebody died for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like, all other religions don't have the same love as Christianity.
Well, my question kind of
Orthodox.
To relate to, like,
Jews is probably the closest.
Like,
don't.
Forever. I know it's, like, somewhat different, but, like, how do they not know love if they lasted so long? Like,
we can discuss that after, because some of them are getting tired, so we'll let them loose. And then if anyone has a question, we can sit after and go over it, okay?